الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولتكن منكم أمة يدعون إلى الخير ويأمرون بالمعروف وينهون عن المنكر وأولئك هم المفلحون. آمنت بالله، صدق الله مولانا العظيم، وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected and honorable ulama ikram, elders, brothers, young friends in Islam, and sisters who may possibly be listening over any live streaming or receivers, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, who blessed us with the Mubarak month of Ramadan, and then He blessed us with the last 10 days and nights of Ramadan. He blessed us with the day of Eid, and all praise is due to Him who blessed us now with another Jumu'ah after the month of Ramadan. Peace and salutations be upon the greatest of His creation, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who taught us how to spend our lives, not only during the month of Ramadan, but even after the Mubarak month of Ramadan. When we analyze the month of Ramadan, then it was a month of taqwa. The Urdu poet, he says, Bahar taqwa ki aa gayi hai, gunah ka mausam guzar chuka hai, zahe muqaddar mahe mubarak mein har musalma sabar chuka hai. It was a season of taqwa, it was a season of piety. But the reality and the fact of the matter is that it was a training ground for taqwa, because the season of taqwa for a Muslim and a believer and a mu'min and one who is an ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is his entire life. And therefore, from the time the month or the moon of Eid was sighted last week Friday, then from that time onwards, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala said immediately, Al-Hajju Ashhurum Ma'lumat. Now the months of Hajj have commenced. And in that very verse, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, whereas fasting was la'allakum tattaqoon, now immediately that the months of the Hajj have commenced and started, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, wa tazawwadu fa inna khayra zadi taqwa. Take provisions for Hajj, and the best provision you can take is taqwa, is piety, is Allah consciousness. So, and then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in the verses that I recited today, and that is something that I want to speak about, but just before these verses, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala also speaks about taqwa. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullah haqqa tuqatih. O believers, adopt taqwa, adopt piety, abstain, keep away from the disobedience of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala haqqa tuqatih. How he ought to be feared. The taqwa that ought to be exhibited by a mu'min and a Muslim and a believer. That sort of taqwa should be exhibited. And that is, of course, throughout our lives. Day and night, morning and evening. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, according to some ahadith, it has been mentioned that Hasan Basri rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned, and according to some narrations and riwayats, it is mentioned that he was asked about what is haqqa taqwa, haqqa tuqati, what is it to worship Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and to adopt taqwa, like how one ought to be adopting taqwa. So he mentioned, ayyu ta'a fala yu'sa, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala must be worshipped, he must be obeyed, and he must never be disobeyed. Wa ayyudhkara fala yunsa, It means that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala must be remembered and he must never ever be forgotten. 24/7, 365, this is how we must be operating. وَأَن يُشْكَرَ فَلَا يُكْفَرَ. And that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, gratefulness must be shown to him and ungratefulness must never ever be shown to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentions this particular verse. Then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about, he speaks about taqwa, and it is a universal theme in the Holy Quran. It goes throughout the Quran. In fact, in some verses of the Quran, adoption and adopting of taqwa has been mentioned 2 times in a single verse. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullah waltanthur nafsum ma qaddamat lighad wattaqullah. Ittaqullah waltanthur nafsum ma qaddamat lighad wattaqullah. 2 times in a single verse. Can you imagine the importance that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala places on imbibing and ensuring that taqwa permeates every aspect of our lives? So that is on an individual level. And then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, after this verse, he speaks about wa'tasimu bihablillahi jami'a. And there's a great amount of detail and explanation and commentary on these particular verses, that we must hold on to the rope of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala all together, emphasizing the importance of unity in the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, and how unity is going to be achieved. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about these aspects in more than one verse of the Holy Quran about unity. But the mufassirin write that the important aspect and the method and the manner in which this ummah is going to go forward is if they adopt taqwa and they adhere to unity. And there are different aspects with regards to unity, and I don't want to go there in this particular little discussion because time is limited. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about that. The importance for us is, as an ummah, especially coming out of the month of Ramadan, is for us as an ummah, dear brothers and respected sisters who are at home, is to connect with the Holy Quran. It is very, very important for us to connect with the Holy Quran and to understand the Holy Quran, not only to just read the Quran in the morning or when someone is passing away to recite Surah Yasin on our dead. That is not adequate and it's not sufficient and it's not what the Quran was there for. And it's not also to read it and recite it just without understanding its meaning. I'm not saying if you don't understand, you must not recite. We must recite, and there's virtue for that. But there must be an additional effort to try and understand the Holy Quran. One of the ways of leaving out the Holy Quran is that we do not pay any attention to trying to understand what the Quran is saying to us. What is it that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is telling us? What are the teachings of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam? And all of us at different levels need to try and understand and connect with the Holy Quran. Jis tarah se tota meena ko kuch bol sikhaye jaate hain. Jis tarah se tota meena ko kuch bol sikhaye jaate hain. Is tarah padhaya jata hoon. Is tarah sikhaya jata hoon. He captures the complaint of the Holy Quran and he says, just like how a parrot or a budgie or some bird is taught some words, that is how I am taught and that is how I am learnt and that is how I am recited, and that should not be the case. Coming out of the month of Ramadan, one of the resolutions that we must come out with is that we are going to, number one, recite the Holy Quran. We're going to try and understand the meaning of the Holy Quran. And we're going to try and ponder and reflect over the verses of the Holy Quran. It is so very important. The Quran says, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ. Do they not ponder and reflect over the verses of the Quran? أَمْ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبٍ أَقْفَالُهَا. Or do they have locks upon their hearts? And this pondering and reflecting over the Holy Quran and its ayats and its verses, it's not only for those who are in the madrasas, or those who are the mufassireen of the Quran, or the ulama, or those who are going out in the tablighi jamaat, or those who are sitting in the khat. It's for every single ummati of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Of course, everyone's level of pondering will be different based on the knowledge that he has. But we have to start pondering over the meanings of the Holy Quran. Nevertheless, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala then says in these verses that وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا. So that hold on to the rope of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala very, very firmly. And that rope of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala never ever breaks. In other words, the person and the ummah will be a stronger ummah if they adopt taqwa on their personal, private lives, and then they all adopt taqwa in as far as unity is concerned, and they adhere and they hold on to the rope of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses all of that. Then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says in the verses of the Quran that I recited, soon after these verses, Allah ta'ala says then, وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةٌ يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ وَيَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. That they must be from amongst the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. And that is the salient feature of this ummah. That is why this ummah is regarded to be from amongst the greatest of nations and the greatest of ummahs. It is, not from amongst, it is the greatest of nations. كُنْتُمْ خَيْرَ أُمَّةٌ أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ. You are the best of nations that have been selected. أُخْرِجَتْ. You have been selected. Linnas, this lam is for benefit, for nafa. You have been selected for the benefit of mankind. And what is your job? Your job is that ta'muruna bil ma'roof wa tanhauna 'anil munkar. That your piety and your righteousness is not limited to yourself. You also command others to do good and you forbid from evil. Ta'muruna bil ma'roof wa tanhauna 'anil munkar. That you command towards goodness, you command towards that which is fair, وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ, and you keep away and you forbid people from doing that which is unfair, that which is wrong. So in this particular verse of the Quran Sharif, Allah, after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned taqwa, piety, after Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has mentioned unity of purpose, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala then says that you are an ummah that is not only concerned about yourselves, but you are also concerned about the well-being of mankind. And therefore Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says that they must be from amongst you this fever, this fervor, and they must be from amongst you the zeal. وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةٌ يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ وَيَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. They must be from amongst you those people who call towards goodness. And goodness is referred to, the Mufassirin mentioned, Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi has mentioned it in Ma'riful Quran. And I want to appeal to everyone that we must get a copy of Ma'riful Quran. A detailed treatise commentary of the Holy Quran which is available in the English language. Read it, understand the meaning of the Holy Quran and ponder and reflect over the verses that have been mentioned. What? How can we claim to be lovers of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala when 40, 50, 60, plenty years of our lives have gone by and we have not yet read one time the translation even of the Holy Quran one time? I met one person in the last 10 nights in Amshlanga who had accepted, he said, I have accepted Islam, Maulana, 7 years ago. And in these 7 years, alhamdulillah, I don't know how to read Arabic, but I've read the translation of the Holy Quran 7 times. 7 times in the 7 years that he had accepted Islam. Is it not then something for us to reflect over that so many years of our lives have gone by as born Muslims, and have we even read the verses, the translation of the Quran Sharif, 1 time even? So it's something for us to ponder and reflect over. Nevertheless, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about this aspect that ta'muruna bil ma'ruf, yad'una ila al-khayr wa ya'muruna bil ma'ruf wa yanhauna 'anil munkar. That we should be an ummah that is calling towards goodness and we are forbidding from evil. So our piety is not only limited to ourselves, but we are a concerned ummah that we should be conveying that which is good and we should be forbidding from that which is not good. Of course, Amar bil Ma'ruf and Nahi anil Munkar, and these aspects, it requires one to himself have the capacity within himself or herself. There was one pious servant of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, a great alim, and he mentioned that on one occasion he told a particular person that what you are doing is wrong. It was something with regards to his outward appearance, something to how his beard was or how his pants were. And I'm not mentioning all of the details, but this particular person, when this alim told him that why are you telling me this, so he said to him that because in the Sharia it is not allowed. So this person who was being told, he swore at him, and he swore at the Sharia, na'uzu billah. And this particular alim, a great alim of our times, he says that from that day onwards, I decided that I'm not going to make Amar bil Ma'ruf and Nahya anil Munkar to just anyone willy-nilly. There's a way of making Amar bil Ma'ruf. Because until I told him, he was just a sinner. And after I told him, my words actually caused him to say something that was against the grain of the Sharia, and I have now actually put his iman at stake. So of course there are ways to say things, how to go about doing things. For that we ourselves need to build up capacity within our hearts and our lives and learn about our deen and religion before we actually make Amar bil Ma'ruf and Nahi anil Munkar. A lot of times, Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi actually mentions in the commentary of these verses, he says, look, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you were to ponder and reflect over it, Allah says that ta'muruna bil ma'ruf, you command with good. That is one of the translations of the word ma'ruf. Allah could have said that ta'muruna bi ita'atillah. He could have said that. وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنْ مَعْسِيَةِ اللَّهِ. They command with the obedience of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and they forbid with the disobedience from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the word that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used was ma'aruf and munkar. And one of the translations of ma'aruf, ma'aruf means that which is known. Known? Urf. That which is in the urf. That which is known. And munkar, that which is unfamiliar. That which is unfamiliar. Now if you translate it, you would translate as ta'muruna bil ma'ruf. They command people with that which is familiar. In other words, that which is universally accepted as good by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that which is universally accepted as unfamiliar and evil by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they forbid with that. And therefore he says, sometimes all of our amar bil ma'ruf and all of our nahi anil munkar is related to juristic differences, ikhtilafi masail, and this is not the purview and what is required by this particular verse. There might be different ways of doing certain things. There might be differences of opinion in jurisprudence, in fiqh, in our law. And that is not where all of our amar bil ma'ruf and nahi anil munkar needs to be focused upon. Based on this particular translation that Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi has mentioned, it means that you command everything that is universally accepted as good by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like you are supposed to be performing salah. Then we ask people to perform their salah. If you see that someone is not performing his salah, then we tell the person to accept salah. In his salah, if he's doing something in which there may be a difference of opinion, then live and let live. Then live and let live. You forbid people from that which is universally accepted as evil. It is not permissible to engage in zina, into cast lustful glances. Then a mu'min and a Muslim and a believer, he is one who guides his people. But then how do we guide our people? That itself is another topic altogether. I would just want to draw our attention to one particular verse of the Holy Quran, in how Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has asked us to make Amar bil Ma'ruf, and how Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has asked us to make Nahi anil Munkar. In the time of Sayyidina Musa and Harun alayhi as-salam, we all know that there was a villain ruler who was known as Fir'aun, the Pharaoh of the time. And this Fir'aun, he claimed, Ana Rabbukumul A'la, I am your Lord Supreme. He claimed that. And he told the people, the Bani Israel, don't you see, وَهَذِهِ الْأَنْهَارُ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِي أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ, don't you see these rivers that are flowing and the rule that I have, and I am your Lord Supreme, and all of those things. So it was the desire of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala asked Musa and Harun alayhi as-salam to go to Fir'aun and to make amar bil ma'roof and nahi anil munkar. And in those times there couldn't have been a person who was worse than Fir'aun. And they could never have been da'is who were greater da'is than Musa and Harun alayhi as-salam. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked them and said to them, اِذْهَبَا إِلَىٰ فِرْعَوْنِ إِنَّهُ طَغَىٰ, both of you go to Fir'aun, he has transgressed all bounds. And a point worthy of noting even is that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in his all-encompassing knowledge knew that this Fir'aun is not going to accept. He knew that. He's not going to accept. But still Allah tabarak wa ta'ala told these great da'is, Musa and Harun alayhi as-salam, to go there and said to them, فَقُولَا لَهُ قَوْلًا لَيِّنًا لَعَلَّهُ يَتَذَكَّرُ أَوْ يَخْشَى. Go to him, and when you speak to this great villain of a ruler, then speak in a courteous tone, in a soft tone, لَعَلَّهُ يَتَذَكَّرُ أَوْ يَخْشَى. Perhaps he will take heed, he will understand the message that we are saying, even though Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala knew in his infinite knowledge that he is not going to accept. But he mentioned to us an usul and a principle of how we are to make amar bil ma'roof and how we are to make nahi anil munkar. فَقُولَا لَهُ قَوْلًا لَيِّنًا. In our times, we are not greater da'is than Musa and Harun alayhi as-salam, and the people who we are addressing can never be worse than Fir'aun. So to what extent more we have to adhere and imbibe this particular quality of amar bil ma'roof and nahi anil munkar. Hazrat Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi writes that nasihat is not a stone that you just pick up and throw at any person when you want to make nasihat. There is a way and a method in which we make nasihat, in which we make amar bil ma'roof, and how we make nahi anil munkar. Hazrat Dr. Abdul Hayy Arifi rahmatullah alayhi said, he mentioned that you say the right thing in the right manner, on the right occasion, with the right intention, and you will definitely, most certainly see the right results. But if any of these things are not found, you're saying the right thing in the right manner with the right intention on the wrong occasion, you won't see the right results. Or you're saying the right thing on the right occasion in the right manner, in the wrong manner on the right occasion, you will not see the right results. These are all aspects that we need to familiarize ourselves with when it comes to amar bil ma'roof and nahi anil munkar. And our work as an ummah is, our work and our job as an ummah is to spread the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala throughout the four corners of the globe. Our Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib rahmatullah alayhi says, Sare alam mein phir phir ke ya rab, Sare alam mein phir phir ke ya rab, Tera dard e mahabbat sunaun, Tera dard e mahabbat suna kar, سارے عالم کو مجنوں بنائے, سارے عالم کو مجنوں بنا کر میرے مولا تیرا گیت گائے. Our job is to spread these beautiful teachings of Deen and Islam to the four corners of the globe. However we are able to do so, within the ambit of the Sharia, the teachings of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the guidelines shown to us by the fuqaha and the jurists, our job is that we must spread the teachings of Deen and Islam to every single person around the globe. We must be making Amar bil Ma'ruf. We must be making Nahi anil Munkar. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, on one occasion he asked the Sahaba, كَيْفَ بِكُمْ إِذَا تَرَكْتُمُ الْأَمْرَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَالنَّهْيَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ What will your condition be, O my Sahaba? Of course, the Sahaba never left it out, but he was speaking to the Ummah. What will your condition be when the Ummah will leave out Amr bil Ma'ruf and Nahi anil Munkar? And the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum could never actually understand that. That was the hallmark. That's why we Muslims. So they said, وَإِنَّ ذَٰلِكَ لَكَائِنٌ يَا رَسُولُ Will such a time ever come that we will stop inviting to good, forbidding from evil? Will such a time ever come? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, نَعَمْ وَأَشَدُّ مِنْهُ Yes, and worse than that. كَيْفَ بِكُمْ What will your condition be, O my ummah, when you will regard evil to be good and good to be evil? And aren't we living in those times? And these are things that we need to consider, and we need to reform. Out of the month of Ramadan, as I mentioned, one of the goals, objectives, purposes, resolutions that we need to make with ourselves is that we are going to connect with the Holy Quran. It is extremely important, dear Ummah. وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ حَبْلِ اللَّهِ means the Quran. The rope of Allah is the Quran. Connect with the Holy Quran. Understand its meaning, reflect over it, and then go forward and spread this word to the rest of the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us an opportunity and accept from us. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us the opportunity to connect with the Holy Quran and to make Amar bil Ma'ruf and Nahi anil Munkar. And in this light, I would like to make this announcement that the Ijtima of KwaZulu Natal is taking place at the Stormia grounds in Seekow Lake, starting and commencing from Sunday at Zohar time, right until Tuesday. And this is an opportunity to learn, to enhance our capacities, to learn our connection with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. It's for everyone. Every single person should use the opportunity. A lot of effort, a lot of resources, a lot of people have traveled. We must make an extra effort, and it is a long weekend, whatever time we have available, commencing from Sunday afternoon, right until Tuesday morning, inshallah, try and spend time in those gatherings, enhance our capacity, rekindle our connection with the Holy Quran, and try and attend those programs with the intention, of course, to reform ourselves and to create capacity where we became capable of making also and doing Amar bil Ma'ruf and Nahi anil Munkar, like how Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam would want us to do that. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala grant us the tawfiq of Amal. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.